Okay, thank you, everyone. We are calling the subcommittee for the review and hiring of an executive director candidate. We are calling the meeting to order at 12:10 PM on April 30th. Can we do a roll call, please?
Yes.
For attendance?
Vice President Hill?
Here.
Member Bohorquez?
Here.
Member Mendoza?
Here.
Member Muir?
Here.
Okay. From staff, Donita McGlasson is here. Stacy Rodriguez is here. And ADOA Shared Services, we have Sean McConnell and George McNeely. And Seamus Monahan from the Attorney General's Office.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there any declarations of conflicts of interest or declarations of recusals today? All right, hearing none, we will move on to item 4, call to the public. Do we have anyone attending today from the public who would like to be heard? All right. Hearing none, we will move on to section 5, discussion of the executive director position. The board may vote to go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38431.03A2 to discuss confidential information and or ARS 38431.03A3 to receive legal advice. So moving on to the review, discussion, and possible action on personnel matters and recommendations for the executive director position. Is there a motion to go into executive session? I will make a motion to go into executive session then.
And is that for legal advice, confidential material, and personnel matters?
Yes.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. We will be going into executive session, and will Tanita be meeting back here on this same link when we're finished?
Yes. Do we want to do a roll call vote?
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, there was a motion. I'm sorry. Please roll call for the vote to go into executive session.
Vice President Hill?
Yes.
And was it Member Bohorquez for second?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Member Mendoza?
Yes.
Member Muir?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And when you go to go into executive session, please close this link out completely. Otherwise, you'll broadcast into the open session as well.
I'm sending everyone the link now.
Vice President Hill, did you want ADOA attending that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, please. Yes.
Just very
thank you.
Thank you.
Good question.
Not sure where everyone's at.
I was starting to wonder that myself, but I know you're here, so I'm in the right spot.
You are. I'm just gonna send an email out.
All right, let's see. Danita's back. See if Seamus pops up. I think Seamus probably had to go to other areas.
No, okay. And, so I would call it back to order so we can make a motion here.
Mark is right with us.
Okay.
Pardon? Was Mark, that Danita?
Member Muir, I don't see him on.
No, I was about to ask if we have to re-roll call, Seamus, yes. Now that we've come back to order. All right, calling the regular meeting back to order, the subcommittee meeting back to order. Can we do a roll call, please?
Yes, Vice President Hill.
Here.
Member Bohorquez.
Here.
Member Mendonca.
Here.
All right, thank you. All right, so we are going to ask the subcommittee to send directly to George, ADOA, any recommended additional questions that you would like, and review the set of questions you were provided and let them know which ones you would like to prioritize in interviews, because ADOA is going to have to come up with one set of questions for every candidate. We will have to ask every candidate the same questions, and we obviously cannot ask them all of the sample questions. So if you have sections or questions you want to prioritize, please provide those to George Seamus.
Yeah, and I was just going to say what I will do is I'll work with Danita to get on the agenda for right before the interviews for the whole board to take a vote on those recommended questions, right? So that everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
And then,
the full meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And so then your second motion would be to direct staff to reach out to the candidates and invite them in for an interview.
All right. I would like to make a motion that we approve for staff to reach out to the candidates to invite for an interview at a full board meeting to be determined based on availability of the board.
And that's for candidates 8, 7, 5, and 4?
As for candidates, yes, 4, 5, 7, and 8. Sorry, I had them in numerical order there.
And then as an alternate, candidates number 6 and 9.
And as an alternate, candidates 6 and 9.
Okay. Seconded.
Hey, Vice President Hill.
Aye.
Member Mendoza.
Aye.
Member Bohorquez.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Please.
If there, so will there continue to be resumes that come in, or we, if for some reason we get, you know, the needle in the haystack, are we, would we meet again? Are we going to continue to do this process until we interview everyone? And
yeah, you're free to do the process, Member Bohorquez, until you find somebody. You know, if you go through four interviews and you don't find anybody appropriate, then, you know, or your alternates aren't appropriate, then, you know, you can go back to the well again. And my understanding is, and I'll let Sean talk, but my understanding is they'll keep that that open if you would like.
And Sean, before you answer, so you covered, does that mean that even if we interview, we could still ask before making a final decision to look at any new resumes?
Well, good question. Right now, the position closed.
Oh, okay.
At midnight, actually 11:55 p.m. on the 28th, on Monday evening. So we're going to go through these interviews. If we don't select anyone, or we're like, no, we need more, then we will simply reopen it and or just simply extend it for another 2 weeks or whatever the consensus is.
Oh, okay. I thought we'd agreed to keep it open, but that's probably cleaner to interview and then. Okay. All right. Thanks, Sean.
Okay.
All right. Any more questions for Sean, Seamus, or each other? All right. This meeting is 1:14. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Becky.